crime
and treason.
Episode 30, the big 3-0, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
The grab bag edition. Some random shit's going to go down. It's going to be sweet.
We don't even know what we're going to talk about, but we got a full studio here. We got L3 in the house, the lovely Lady Leslie.
Hello.
DJ Mrs. Gower.
We got...
DJ Gobby. I think he's passing out, actually.
Hello, World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And beyond. How y'all doing tonight?
We're going to shred it hardcore.
DJ L3.
Yeah.
What's the first topic coming out of the hat there, ma'am?
You want me to go first?
We got a hat full of topics because we're getting drunk on a Saturday night. It's amazing that I made it here.
Okay, the first topic is prom.
All right. Prom.
Are you going to bring up some old scars of DJ Matador right now? I think you are. Here's the deal. DJ so, my one and only prom appearance, I was the favorite, unfortunately, to win the prom king and prom queen.
I love how guys are like, unfortunately.
But we didn't win, and my lady friend was quite disappointed. Never got laid, nothing. She was crying.
Oh, the shame of not getting prom king. I'm so sorry.
You know what's even worse than that?
Yeah, that's
your
story, by the way.
Be prom queen after you've already gone to prom. And
so she was bawling her eyes out. I never got laid.
Oh, that sucks. I went to my
That was my prom experience.
And senior prom with the same person, so that's kind of lame.
I went to my junior prom in a brown tweed three-piece double-breasted suit. It was pretty gangster.
Talking about gangster, I had showed up one with a zoot suit. I had a good time with that.
I don't think you got laid. Sorry.
Did you have the big dangly chain, too?
You're right.
I had the big dangly chain, and I did not get laid. Correct.
I think I'm the only one who got laid at both my proms.
Oh, I got laid.
All right. Yeah. I guess that's why we wound up together.
But it was two different people for me. I didn't go with the same person twice.
Fancy.
Yeah. I was a man slut.
Right. All right. Enjoy some music. It'll be good.
And random ass treason.
But then- I'm Ricky Bobby. If you don't chew Big Red, then f*** you.
The revolution's per minute. This is my regular speed. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? Without ringing all our alarms, without overthrowing cars, without emptying the bars, without doing with your chores. 60 revolutions per minute. This is my regular need. So how do you want me to live with it? How do you want me to live with it? Without overthrowing cars, without emptying the bars, without screwing with your charts. I'm gathering new generation that's gonna stand up to it. To this karaoke, karaoke dictatorship. We're posers and models and guitars, boogie to the shit for beats. I make a better rock revolution alone with my dick. Justicia, muerte y policía. Pese a lo que digan, ya está todo arreglado. Digas lo que digas, ya te mandan deportado. El que tiene igual y sobre la ley dispone. Mientras que el pobre es pobre, pobre, pobre. Y otro se la come, come. Pobre, 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 pobre. Y otro se la come, come, come. Pobre, 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 pobre. Y otro se la come, come. Solidero nazionale sta ruba cuba.
Just in case you didn't know, this is episode 30, because you need to be reminded again that it's 30. It's a grab bag edition. And we were just talking about how DJ Matador deals with his sorrows and life woes by writing it out in his song. So maybe we'll play a little bit of some, what's your band's name now?
Fight Music. Don't do it, though.
Fight Music? Or the Accidents, Fight Music, formerly known
like
as?
30 years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, one of those, we'll place that one.
When I was 1 year old.
So we can hear about
that's when I formed my
Matador's
first band.
Angst.
Anyway.
Okay, next topic
here
is...
We are.
Kind of a played out topic. Scary clowns.
Yeah, here we go. Pennywise. Leslie Selection. Off the album, Pennywise. DJ Gower, DJ Matador, episode 30.
Again,
you fucking roll.
In case you forgot.
DJ Gobby, else to the third. DJ Mrs. Gower.
I don't know. I mean, clowns never really scared me. Did they scare any of you guys?
Well, I must say that like my first
clown,
scary clown experience
Pennywise,
was in Poltergeist.
Take you by surprise.
The little toy that's hanging on the rocking chair, that totally scared me because I had a toy similar to that, and so... Yeah, watching Poltergeist was not a good clown experience for me.
Pancake Circus is not a good clown experience.
Craig T. Nelson is from Lake Shasta.
What does that have to do with clowns? He was coach.
He was also on Poltergeist.
Come on!
All right, here we go. We're going to fucking shred you.
DJ apparently hates clowns because he just woke up.
Let's clown it up. Rhyme.
Treason. And kill your clowns from outer space of treason. Yeah, Insane Clown Posse not coming up.
Insane Clown Posse's.
Entertainment capital of the state, the Krusty Comeback Special.
Send in the clowns, those daffy, laffy clowns. Send in those soulful and doleful schmaltz by the bowlful.
Here.
quiet.
Party. Took as a skunk, you illin', punk it in your left hand, but forgot it. Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. She says loving
early. Rhyme with Tooth and Radio, episode 30. Here we are, getting wasted. In Sac, DJ Gower's new studio location.
Man Cave Studios 2.0. We're here with DJ L3, the lovely Lady Leslie.
Hello.
How y'all doing out there in podcast land?
Yeah, tearing up the internet, no doubt. I'd like to give a shout out to China. China, I love you.
South Korea. Emily's there. Hi, Emily. In South
Korea. She's never
going
to listen to our show, though. Just China.
China.
Yeah, China's the shit. I love you, China. I love China. Anyway.
Thank you for supporting Rhyme and Treason Radio.
You're the number one supporters of the show, China.
So, episode 30, the random grab bag. What do you got, DJ Matador?
So, basically, there was a bunch of topics shoved into a ball cap, and DJ, Mrs. Gower, or L3,
what's up?
Whatever she prefers, we'll think of a better name eventually.
Do you guys have a better name for her?
Email it to us. For the love of God, we suck.
Would you date
someone with herpes? No.
That was the question, by the way, from the hat. Was would you date somebody with herpes?
In case you couldn't understand the Matador mumble.
Matador would not date somebody with herpes.
Exactly.
I don't know.
what about you, DJ Gabe?
Oh, wait.
Gabe passed out. He probably brought this horrible topic. Rhyme.
And treason.
Keep it locked right here on WSBP Radio for all your soft rock needs. We'll be in till midnight. At which point, I take this record, break it, and slit my throat.
Well, why do you play that music if you don't like it?
Because, man, it's the only way I can be a DJ.
Okay, if you had a choice, what would you play?
I play stuff that nobody on this campus wants to hear.
Why not?
Race relations.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay. We can get deep if you're feeling frisky.
Okay. Bam.
Public Enemy? The Grand Master Flash. Who are they?
The future.
On this page, you see a little girl giggling at a hippopotamus. I wonder why.
I know. What the hell?
Right, we're not eating white stuff.
Hey, you want something good? Just look for the containers that say KFC on them. There's always something good in there.
Dude, that's birds in there. You're eating another bird.
What?
That's bird meat, dude. What? No? You're eating a bird. Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
You guilty of creating a public disturbance and destruction of private property. And all of this while under the influence of alcohol.
I bet if I think about it real hard, I could remember my first pair of shoes. Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Pro Sports Heckler Guy.
Mr. Pro Sports Heckler Guy.
They say those who can't play coach. Apparently those who can't coach sit 30 rows back, shirtless, shouting obscenities.
Oh, that's right, motherfucker.
Thanks to you, our team is armed with game-winning tips like catch the ball and throw it.
Shout it out now.
You stink. That sucks. What a bunch of losers. Not just catcalls, but subtle psychological ploys to prod your team to victory.
Reverse psychology.
So here's to you, old Sultan of Shouting, because while there may be no I in team, thanks to you, there's always an F and a U. But
hey, yo, wake up. Wake up, it's time to go. Hey, yo, wake up. Wake up, man. Hey, wake up. Come on, man. Damn, it's 2 in the afternoon, man.
It seems nowadays friends step to me bogus and end up on my couch at night without notice. It's cool to have a friend over every now and then, but I gotta have my space and I don't wanna see their face like every single day of the week. Talk is cheap, you better find yourself another place to sleep. It ain't my fault that your mom's got fed up and now you wanna come to my crib and wet my bed up. You better find a job so you can get an apartment and you can save your crocodile tears. Don't even start with the sob stories. I got enough from the other 7 brothers in the den playing Genesis. Damn, I can't win at this. Seems like I'm gonna have to flip and tell those other brothers that they're gonna have to skip. I had it up to here with these lazy cats sticking sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. They kinda wonder where the squadron's at. They're not gone, they're just down at the laundromat. Because they wear the same pairs of clothing. I'm taking up crazy patience, just holding my temper. I'm about to start charging rent for every single brother that kicked it with my mother eating biscuits on Saturday morning like a family. The minute they step, it's like moms is crazy mad at me. Cause they're in my mother's room watching television. I feel like giving them the boot and say the hell with them. But if I give them the boot, I'm not a friend though. Even though my wound smells like dime bags of endo. But I can't pretend like I haven't been peeping it. Even mom knows that my brother's been sleeping on my couch for weeks. So your speeches fall flat. Digging sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. Maybe this was just my upbringing, perhaps, but I was taught that I shouldn't take 7-day naps at other brothers' crib.
cribs like I don't have a home. Brothers on my couch so much there's like foam coming out the seams, and a pair of jeans is missing from my closet. I wonder why I even bother being friendly. They're running my ass like the Indy 5000. They went and wrinkled my mother's blouse when they stuck downstairs for a midnight snack and ate the last slice of bread and a box of Apple Jacks. Then they hit the sack with the stereo blasting, and even little Tyson is fed up. So I'm asking you all to jet before I get upset and throw each and every one of you bums out on your back. My house is a mess, so step your little pest who is sleeping on my couch, cause I'm tired of that.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, I was just sleeping on the couch with my feet up.
It ain't fire for you. You about to go out the window, couch potato. No!
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me asleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of...
Shut the hell up! Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma.
Beautiful day. Well, isn't that right, little fella? Let me ask you a question. You like drinking? Hell, you like drinking. Who the hell don't? Well, if you like me... You'd like to get bent just as fast as possible. That's why I'm proud to introduce to you Uncle Jemima's Pure Mash Liquor. I'm Uncle Jemima. You probably know my wife, Aunt Jemima, the pancake lady. Now, she says that selling booze is degrading to our people. I always say that black folk ain't exactly swelling up with pride on account of you flipping flapjack. And I write Sammy.
Listen, don't get me in this mess.
Then she say, but why booze? I said, sell what you know. And I know about booze. Uncle Jemima's Pure Mash Liquor has a 95% alcohol content. And that's per volume.
What the hell does that mean?
That means you get f***ed up for less money. Hook a brother up. Buy some of my Pure Mash Liquor and let's show that old f*** that there's more to swirl than just making pancakes.
Pancakes is ready.
Oh, you shut up, woman. You're not gonna ruin this for me.
What you swatting at?
Uncle Jemima's Down Home Mash Liquor. More fun than pancakes.
I just want to make liquor.
Thank you.
sun and blood hypnotized. You and me ride up time. We'll celebrate, celebrate with will. Our life is so much sweet for certain. Hey, we come on two by two. Till the show of these days continue. Things we can not
thank you. Thank y'all very much.
Episode 30, Rhyme and Treason Radio, right here, the grab bag edition.
We're getting drunk at DJ Gower's new pad and DJ Mrs. Gower's new pad.
11:16.
Getting wasted, drinking some beers. So our next topic is crappy email forwards / YouTube videos that get forwarded to you, and one in particular, the Honey Badger.
Jesus, that honey badger is totally getting attacked by a cobra. Oh my god, no. No, he's going to eat that cobra. Jeez.
Ew, that's nasty. Look at him eat the cobra. That's nasty. Go Google it. It's kind of ridiculously funny.
Yeah.
Another all one. All right, all you Rhyme and Treason fans. Honey badger. Maybe not. Maybe not, actually. Avoid the honey badger. That's my advice.
Wow.
Hey, do any of you out there live in San Francisco, by the way? There was a pretty awesome posting by somebody on Craigslist in search of a roommate. He's the best roommate ever. And he's pretty good.
Roommate. Donnie Bird.
Yeah, professional right. Roommate. Who the hell is Donnie Bird? Am I missing
something? I just made that up.
Oh, wow. That's clever.
It could be a sketch. Donnie Bird, professional roommate.
All right, go, Matador.
My third in the power bill. Thanks, Donnie.
Wow.
Let me see you for a week, Donnie. What have you been up to?
I've been on fish tour, man.
He's been living in the house and then getting ready to give you a third of the utilities, baby.
I was taking handfuls of liquid out.
Donnie.
Eating Molly like Pez candy.
Donnie, your rent check just bounced, Donnie. Yeah. Get some more money, Donnie. Go get a job. Just strip or something.
You scratchy little fuck, Donnie. Your rent check just bounced. Thanks for nothing. I hate you.
Hey, man. It's all good. I'm one Cosmos.
Cosmos ain't gonna pay your bills, Donnie.
Little Donnie.
I don't know.
We're rocking it, though.
Degenerated to madness.
DJ Gobby's masturbating on your couch. It's not jerking it.
White tiger.
White tiger. That's how I roll.
Thanks for the white tiger blanket, China.
Across from a merchant marine. Good friend. Kramer's right. Father. It's awesome. I love it.
Rhyme.
Scoobity doobity dance.
And some. Green. We're playing Slayer after this, by the way. I don't give a fuck.
Not Slayer. That wasn't your pick, was it?
There is no picks.
Nobody picks Slayer.
Gabe forfeited.
Gabe forfeited.
Here comes the Slayer.
Although you can never go wrong.
There we go.
We don't know what's coming up next, but you're going to like it.
It's called Slayer.
This is Rhyme.
And Slayer.
Fucking treason. Stay tuned for episode 31 coming out whenever the fuck we feel like recording again. Thanks for coming by.
Stay tuned. stay classy,
planet Earth.
We'll be right back. still get a good meal.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you are, Mr. Burgundy. The chef made this special for you. You eat that for the way you talk about my city.
I will not eat that.
You are going to eat that cat poop.
I will not eat cat poop.
You will eat cat poop.
Ron Burgundy says no.
You make a fool of me and everyone here. You put that cat poop in your mouth.
No.
Yes.
No.
Si.
I will not eat cat poop.
You will do it immediately.
No.
You will.
Fine, I'll try to eat one.
Okay, get in there.
If I take one bite, will you get me a steak? If I take one bite of shit, will you bring me a steak?
I'll think about it. Okay, get in there. You see? Yeah.
Oh, peace.
Start with the egg.
I'm so hungry. I don't...
There.
Oh, God.
A steak. A big steak for him, please.
Oh.
No.
No. Go. I had one bite.
No, that's not enough.
Look, son of a bitch.
Like this? You take it like this. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. He's not crying. He's not crying. Don't cry, man.
I'll eat the shit. I don't care.
Don't cry, please.
I'll eat the entire hunk of shit.
Okay. Let's finish it up. Don't you feel better now?
I wanted to tell you, I wanted to share some important details that you're unaware of. I want you to listen, I want you to care. I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air. It's not a secret that I obsess, and then I get angry and then I get stressed. And you can't imagine and you can't compare. You've no frame of reference and then you get scared. I'm doing my best to help make you see that it's not your fault when I beg and I plead. It's much easier just to go back to sleep, but we gotta find a place to start because I'm falling apart.
To take notes for me in class. I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper. At the end of the week, the teacher said, "Class, I want you to write a paper using your notes." So I wrote a paper that said, "Hello, my name is Bingo. I like to climb on things. Can I have a banana? Eat cake." I got an F. When I told my mom about it, she said, "I told you never trust a monkey." The end.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, "No, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.